We're hoping to find the information about what happened on the leading up to the events on the 17th of November, and with those findings, be able to then implement some change with the relevant authorities so we can be more effective in controlling and putting out bushfires.
So how are you actually going to do this? What are you doing?
We've had a talk, myself and David Campbell. We've got our heads together and we've decided we needed to have an inquiry, which we're calling the Cascade Scadden Fire Inquiry. And the best way to gather all the information and put it in a usable form would be to employ the services of a legal company. We've employed them and they've already been down and taken some interviews so far.
So the legal firm is going to conduct this private inquiry. What are they physically doing down here on the ground?
Anybody that was affected by the fire who's willing to talk to them, they are interviewing and just trying to put a timeline together, what the farmers' versions of events were, and then correlating all that together to come up with a clear and concise picture.
This can't be coming cheap, Danny.
No, it's there's going to be a fairly good price tag attached to it, but we're hoping that people that were in the affected area will come with us and band together, and some funds coming from everybody will make it affordable.
You mentioned David Campbell, a farmer from the Scadden region, who tragically lost three workers in the fire in November, and yourself involved in this situation. What other support have you got from the community, or are you hoping to get?
We've had a lot of moral support from people in the community and outside the community. A lot of people seem fairly frustrated how fires are handled in the state. We have had Office of Cash Donations. We're actually putting together an entity that's just about to be put in place to actually receive funds that we can use to pay for these fees for the inquiry.
I understand that that's an entity, a not-for-profit company that you've had to set up so that you can receive them, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yep. And there's all types of legalities there. But yeah, we've had some fairly good advice on it. We've spent a while getting it together to make sure it's right. In the end, it's not rocket science. It's just if you're there to run a non-for-profit organisation in a fair and honest manner, it's really quite simple and all the regulations and guidelines are easy to comply with.
So how long is this whole process going to take, do you know?
We're hoping to have pretty much the review wound up within the next 3 months. And then it's a matter of everybody that's been involved in the review to getting together to see what is the best way to push for change.
Now, we know that the state government is currently undertaking a public service review into the fires that happened at Waroona and Yarloop. Esperance wasn't part of those terms of reference, but the state government has said that there will be a review of some sort into the bushfire in the Esperance region. Do you not trust what may come out of that review? Danny, why go down this route?
It's not a matter of not trusting. As volunteers, we were all involved. You know, when that fire started early Sunday morning, there was volunteers that were in that area were involved right from the start, doing their very best. And then on the Tuesday, well, it was just a madhouse. You had to do what you had to do, and everybody performed admirably. And then following to putting the fires out and containing them in reserves and everything, once again, the volunteer organisation just did a great job. It was unbelievable. And so we would like to get their story and know what they do. They were the people on the ground doing it. And we don't really, well, I personally don't really think that a government inquiry is going to really cover that aspect of it that well. We're not looking to point the blame. We're not looking to make any outlandish allegations. We just want to know the truth, and we want to be able to work with the authorities once we've found these findings to better control bushfires. So we're totally independent. We've got no axe to grind. We just want to be able to fight fires better in the future.
So what is the hopeful outcome after this review, Danny?
Hopefully we can go to the relevant authorities, and which there are a few, and then we can sit down with them and say these are the clear common sense changes that need to happen. We've got a fairly good idea of what we think the changes are. We need to do this review to make sure that they are the changes that are required, and hopefully they will be fairly straightforward and simple and be easily implemented.
What happens if you get to that point and the state government says, thank you, we'll take that piece of paper, but we're just going to put it, you know, in a filing cabinet somewhere?
Well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it, Tara, but we quite often have fires down in this area, so no doubt we'll get to put it to the test next time it happens. For us, if a fire starts in a reserve or in land, unallocated Crown land, and is not contained to what we think, what should be done, well, then we'll just be going back and saying, look, we still are not doing the job, and surely the state government wants to put out fires and save money.
I understand it's not in the terms of reference of this review, but given that the review is being undertaken by a legal firm, is that perhaps a path that you may consider going down at some point in the future if the recommendations from this review aren't taken on board?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have to refer to the firm as a legal firm, but that's what they are. The whole scope of doing this review is to find out what's happened and try and push for change. If we need to, or if people want in the future to go down the legal path, that'll be a whole new ball game. It'll be a whole new entity. We'll have to take it from there.